Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Now, yesterday we're talking about electrification, and you pointed out that you voted no on the 100-foot rule. Let people know what exactly that was and how that ties into the electrification.
So the 100-foot rule was a part of a bigger package of a bill called the HEAT Act. And the HEAT Act is the bill that I think a lot of people would align with planning the, I don't know how to put it the best way, but planning to get off of fossil fuel energy, particularly gas. And a lot of my colleagues, particularly in Western New York, on the Democratic side, opposed the bill in its entirety. And so they, I think in an effort to compromise or to settle those folks that were pushing for the HEAT Act, said, okay, we're going to parse it out. And they said, all right, we're just going to pass the 100-foot rule component, which would mean that if you're within 100 feet of a gas line, you would have to pay for the connection instead of the gas company via the ratepayers exclusively. And they pushed it as, I would say, a savings measure. But if you really look at the monetization of how they do the calculation, it goes over 50 years. It really isn't going to, I think, spell out any real savings over the long haul for most people.
Now, you know, this all goes on to the electrification, which the first phase starts in January. Bill, you as a Democrat, how do you view the electrification push by the state?
Well, listen, I have been very, very outspoken on this topic, and I certainly have some folks within my own majority conference that are not exactly thrilled with my position. But at the same time, the speaker is listening to me, and we did not pass the HEAT Act over the last 2 years, 3 years, actually, since they've really pushed for it hard. And I'm talking pushed hard. For me, it's about reliability and affordability in New York. And, I have and represent the 140th in Tonawanda, and I have one of the biggest manufacturing hubs in all the state. And one of the things that I was just at the 3M plant 2 days ago, and we were talking about raw water, and that's something that we were working with them and projects that I'm working with the town. But one of the big key things they keep saying is, you know, this is an electric process. We can't have, you know, energy go down. And right now, one of the biggest threats, not just in this state, but I went to an energy conference in Washington state and met with Oklahoma and Texas and all these other states. We're all going to be facing data centers, AI, Bitcoin, you name it. There's tons of data centers and they're important, but at the same time, they are gobbling up, they're getting bigger, and they are taking a lot more energy. And they like upstate New York. We have a cold climate. We have access to water. We have ample energy, and we have access to cheap land in some places. And they're looking to come here and other parts of the country that hit that sweet spot. And that's something that I keep hammering over and over again, is this is coming on top of what you're pushing on. And for me, being from Western New York, someone who's lived through these storms, everybody after the October storm, I'm not going back to the winter storm, we lost power for 2 weeks. You know, everybody put gas insert fireplaces in their homes after that, because we all went to the neighbors that had those and you kept warm. You know, so for me, I'm all about reliability, and affordability. Those are always been the hallmark of what my position is on electrification.
Do you think there is a chance that there are amendments put on this, a hold put on, a stay put on this before January comes around? Because you've got people who are in the middle of a new build who don't know, Bill, if they can put gas hookups to their house. If, you know, that part of construction isn't till after the new year, you've got people that are very confused heading into the new season.
From what I understand, the Senator Krueger put out a message, and again, this is politics, right? Like, she's trying to pressure the governor to sign the bill. And what we're hearing from the governor's second floor, as you were, is they're taking a look at the reality on the ground. And the reality is some of these things aren't just feasible, and they're adding costs to housing. And we talk about housing crisis across the state, and it just isn't working out. These deadlines that we've put on by the CLCPA, which predates my time in office, are very, I would say, nice goals, but they're just not attainable right now, and maybe not for the foreseeable future. We have to take a look at what's available. What are we doing? And I have to say, we're taking generation off the plate as more and more generation stations that create electricity are being mothballed. We have to be able to make sure that we have this yield. We, for 30 years, had a constant amount of energy needed in New York State. Now we're seeing huge 14, 15, 16% increases to where we're thinking almost in the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to need almost 100% more electricity for everything that's going on. We used to measure households in kilowatts. Now we do individuals. So planning energy is a much different thing. We're using much more electricity than we ever have before. And we have to make sure that we have enough to make sure that it is reliable and affordable. So there's a lot of different things that I'm working on in that space. But for me, you know, I gotta say, you know, and I've spoken to the governor's team and my speaker and everyone else, and just saying, like, this is going to be a problem. And by the way, the building code stuff for January came through the building codes. We had, when they passed that all electric component, literally we put a carve out for Western New York specifically in there because we wanted emergency generation. We wanted all these different things in there. And so they kind of went through the building code group to get that pushed through, not the ledge.
Interesting. Interesting. Bill, the governor's also talked about nuclear energy as, you know, to make up for this demand on the grid. What do you think about the realistic future of something like that? Is that something you support?
I'm an all options kind of person. You know, SRMCs, I think, is what you're looking at. And we have some, I think, models right in Ontario, and I was just talking to a legislator in Georgia, and they're there, but we're not, I'm going to put this bluntly, we're not efficient as we are with other generation in building. There's a lot of, we haven't been building these as everything. If you know, when the first Volkswagen came out, it had all these problems, but the 20th iteration, it was much more efficient. They figured out the bugs. Well, we've done that really well with a lot of these three-stage generation systems that we have, which is just a turbine spinning a magnet, right, to create electrons. And that we've done really well, where you can contract with GE or whoever, and they will tell you the cost and so on and so forth and have it planned out and built in a year. We don't have that with nuclear. I'm all about nuclear if it is efficient, but there's going to be cost overruns because we just have not practiced that building in a long time. And we're starting to learn from our colleagues, I think, across the border in Ontario and down in the south in Georgia, where they have pursued these SRMCs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bill, you know, we also have the push to go all electric when it comes to vehicles, right? The first phase is 35% of sales electric, and that is what it is. I'm more concerned about school buses that are all electric. You know, it gets cold up here, and you can't get as many miles out of electric anything when it's colder, and then you add the pull on the battery with the heat. I mean, some of the rural areas of New York State, does that ever seem like a reality?
I have been actively with a number of my colleagues in the majority asking to push the deadline on school buses down the line. There are so many different factors at play here. You just mentioned a couple of them. You know, you're transporting a team. I played Sweet Home football. We used to go down to Jamestown. You take an electric school bus down there, and then there's different charging stations, right? The roads, they're heavier. You know, there's multiple things that are going on. And honestly, one of the biggest challenges is the just getting the power to those school bus yards and so on, and the money to do that. You know, this is school budgets are voted on by the community. And we've emphasized that to our leadership and saying, listen, this isn't just not feasible. This is going to be a strain. And we did fix the bus formula for kind of getting your dollars back for what you spend on buses. But these are small fixes, and we're asking for a larger pushback on that.
Again, going to January, when this is going to set in the new year, I mean, like I said, there's a lot of confusion. From now until then, what do you expect to be communicated to the residents, to especially people who are involved in new builds by the state? And do you think any of that could change in these last 2 months?
You know, they should be communicating that. And as always, communication, you know, comes slow. And that's something that I've, of course, been pushing is, you know, not only pushing it back and giving some what I would call discretion here, especially if you have a build in the work already. They say that they're going to have a waiver system or, you know, an ability to kind of get it exempted and so on. But, you know, when does this become too problematic? And, you know, a lot of us have gotten on letters, have communicated to the DEC and NYSERDA and these different agencies and said, this isn't going to make things happen the way you think it is. This is going to stall projects. This is going to have developers not look at Western New York and the rest of the state. These are concerns. Now, there's other folks that are embracing it and going with it, you know, but at the same time, that's not everyone. You know, we were looking at one project that, you know, used geothermal. That was excellent, you know. But at the same time, you got to be able to look at the reality of what's on the ground.
Final question. You mentioned, you know, data centers, AI, all the stuff that, you know, could be looking to come to New York State, have been coming to New York State. Would places like that get some kind of discount for bringing business to New York State, or would they pay their fair share when it comes to electric usage?
That's a big concern of mine. I don't think they should get discounts personally. I mean, you know, you want to be in a business friendly climate, and you certainly, if you have spaces that can accommodate and we have the load. But one of the things that I'm very concerned on is this is going on to the ratepayers. You know, we have to build the infrastructure, and we have, you know, it's a 10-year wait for a transformer right now. They only build them in Turkey, South Korea, and Israel. You know, these projects, you know, it's a tax on all of us. And well, there's a lot of us. I just signed on to a bill that Assemblywoman Dee Dee Barrett, who's the chair of energy, a committee I sit on, that is asking for the state, the PSC, to look at those data centers and the infrastructure that goes to them to being a separate cost and a line to them so that it doesn't come on to the manufacturers and the other businesses and consumers like ourselves. That's a very big concern right now.
All right. Assemblyman Bill Conrad, I lied. I have one more question. Is it too early? Is it too early to overreact to the Sabres?
I watched last night, and I was actually at my son's hockey practice, and I was watching with a bunch of dads, and I don't know. Are those? I'll ask you a question, Joe. Are those rumors true that the NHL is worried about the Sabres and that they're concerned and might take action somehow? I mean, that was the rumor walking around the table and last night, that literally the NHL is concerned.
Well, there were 12 NHL games, and for some reason, Gary Bettman decided to come to Buffalo, which always
I saw that. Yeah,
always has my antenna up. Like,
I go, oh no. And we also, I think, we've traditionally had, what, some of the youngest teams ever in the NHL? I mean, for crying out loud, you know, you got to have some leadership and some folks in there that allow you to kind of been there, done that, you know, persevere in tough spaces. And when you keep bringing in younger guys and expecting the world out of them, you know, it takes time.
It does.
I think we're really good at training those guys to the next level.
Do you realize the chances that the city of Buffalo would have the NFL drought they had and now the NHL drought was 1 in 290 million?
I had no idea.
Well,
where did you get that fact, Joe?
Someone posted it on X before the season started.
No kidding.
Yeah. And I mean, someone like, you know, at TSN. I'm not, you know, not some random person.
Oh, I was going to say, is it, you know, a nameless face somewhere?
No, this was someone over at TSN. They said there was a 1 in 290 million chance that something like that would happen to one city. And here we are. Let's hope.
Did they put the Bandits into the equation?
Well, you know, because that's the Banners. The Banners in the arena is the Bandits. But you know what, Assemblyman? I still believe the Sabres drought will end this year. I have hope because, gosh, you got to have something. It's only October 10th.
I'll see you at a game, Joe.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Bye.
That is Assemblyman Bill Conrad.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.